chance. Do your dance at the Space Jam. Alright. Welcome to the 26th episode of Charlie and Me. We decided we're going to start trying to record a higher quality. Welcome aboard.
We care.
We care. We care about our listeners. We care about... That's about it, yeah. But yeah, so I actually tried to record it not on just an iPhone app and Skype everybody in, and I think that we might make something happen here. So what do you think, Charlie?
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Episode 26. We got a good one lined up for you here today, and I think it'll be fun. So,
there should be some good stories told. There should be some good laughs had.
Mm-hmm. Great laughs. I'm a year older, so
that's big news.
That means that it's going to be a lot more mature of a podcast. Obviously,
you're officially an old fart.
Yeah. Oh God, I've been an old fart for the past like 10 years though, so that's all right.
I've been holding in an old fart for 10 years.
that poor chair. all right, well, let's jump into it. What are you up to?
This weekend was a whole lot of I went to the driving range twice.
Nice.
So officially got a golf trip on the books.
So you're an old man too.
So time to try to get good, because mm-hmm. It works like that, you know.
That's exactly how it works.
So trying to play a little more golf, practice a little more. Was recovering from an illness. You know, I was down but not out.
Down but not out. Sick but not injured.
Exactly. So
something like that.
It was kind of just a lazy weekend in that sense. Lots of sleep, lots of golf. I was really hot, so I was just trying to stay cool.
Nice. Congrats, dude.
Yeah, it didn't work.
No.
Oh, and I started a new book, so.
Really?
I'm trying to, you know, get learned.
Well, congrats. I'm glad you can read. That's awesome.
You know, I take my time. A, B, C.
D, E, F, G.
Equals. E is 1, 2, 3.
Equals X.
Yeah. It's a third power.
Something about slope. I don't know.
derivatives?
I just got back from vacation. It was great.
You sure
there's,
did.
There's nothing worse than coming back from vacation and then realizing that work was really busy while you were gone and they actually needed you. It's actually the worst, best feeling you could actually
have. I say, you're probably kind of glad you missed it, but then you kind of feel bad.
You feel a little guilty that you just stuck it all on the one guy, but you're also like, screw it. You know, I was on the beach drinking a beer, and you were...
not.
Working. So yeah, good times. Good times on vacation, great time with the family, and looking forward to a couple weeks here, going in and spending some more time with the family and the whole podcast.
The whole podcast will be there.
The whole podcast. It'll be nuts. But,
the whole podcast and Billy.
And Billy. Ooh, boy. We're going to have to open up with the recording.
Do you think we can get Billy on the podcast?
I'm going to ask him. I'll send him a message, see if he wants to come on. I don't know why he wouldn't. I mean, shoot.
We're pretty well known. We had all those people from Germany listen that one time.
True. That was weird. So, I wonder, yeah, whatever. Whatever. I think we got a good podium set up here. I don't know what you think.
This has potential. This has potential.
This has some real potential to be great.
Potential.
Yeah, we can have some real good stuff pop up here, and I'm pretty excited. So, we got a podium. We got a podium of vacation activities. What?
Okay. Nothing. We're good.
Oh, okay. Vacation activities. It's gonna be pretty important. Pretty interesting. So.
You were on vacation most recent, so you should go first.
I got a little cheat. I jumped ahead, but I'm going to start off vacation activities, just beers.
I didn't even think of that.
Beers.
Oh, way more PG on mine.
Wow. Well, I mean, what's not PG about beers? I was drinking beers and I was, never mind.
24, Grant, 24.
When I was 21. What do you got?
That's a good one. I do by far the most reading while I'm on vacation.
Congrats.
So reading a nice book on a beach or by the pool.
Ooh. That's good. I had that one on mine as well. It was towards the bottom of the list, but yeah.
It's one of my favorite things to do. Wake up kind of early. Just enjoy the early morning sun.
Always. I woke up out of my 6-day vacation, four times I woke up at 5:30.
Poor you.
It was great. It was awesome. I was up before everyone. All right. Another one. This is interesting, but I feel like so many times when you were younger, not really anymore, but when you were younger, you'd go on vacation, and you always end up playing mini golf.
Yeah, now think about it. I did play a lot of mini golf.
It's like the go-to activity on vacation. Like, yeah, well, the kids aren't old enough to play real golf yet, so let's just play some mini golf. And, you know, you go play mini golf.
Every little spot has a mini golf spot.
Exactly. And all of a sudden you're, like, even when we went on spring break in college, we played mini golf.
That's true. Like, that's a good one. I like that one.
Mini golf is a vacation activity by far. We should start a franchise of mini golf courses that just opens in vacation spots, like a Top Golf type of idea, where like the parents can't.
Top Golf of mini golf.
The Top Golf of mini golf. Oh my god.
We could like somehow make it like electronic scoring.
Holy cow! This is amazing. And you can change the locations you're playing at.
Virtual reality mini golf.
Holy shit! Well, they probably already have that.
But like, right. Virtual reality where you're actually playing and it reacts to how you play.
Ooh, I just like the idea of like a waitress coming out and serving like the parents beers while like the 2-year-old kids are out there like just hitting balls straight into the water, and no one's chasing the balls. Like, here, have another one.
Oh, the best part is going with the little fishing net and trying to go catch your ball.
That's the worst part by far.
I used to hit my ball in the water on purpose so I could use that net.
I bet you did.
Yeah. Okay. My second one is just the fact of having no agenda.
No agenda at all. That's pretty solid too, though.
You just float around because then you can do whatever you want.
Right.
Whenever you want. So usually, you know, they start eating dinner at 4 o'clock, and then.
Yeah, that's a slippery slope. That's a very slippery slope.
At 8 o'clock.
Yeah, and then the next thing you know, you're 80, and you are gonna die. Not really 80. I mean, I guess lifelong. Next thing you know, you're 100. You're going to the early bird special at the Village Inn.
It's just that feeling of waking up and be like, what are we going to do today? I'm like, I don't know.
Do you think the Village Inn is going to live past our days?
Yeah, there's Village Inns everywhere.
I don't know, man. I think there's too many of them. I don't know. I digress.
That pie. I've never had it, but I've been told that pie.
I've been told it's pretty good, too, but I don't know how I feel about it. It makes me uncomfortable.
I think we get that for Thanksgiving at my family. Village Inn pies.
My mom makes the pies. Anyway, I'm spoiled. I think my last podium of vacation activities, and this is a pretty classic one, just doing nothing.
Kind of piggybacks off mine.
Just absolutely doing, just waking up, literally sitting there and just staring at a big body of water and being like, this is it.
I'm doing it.
I'm doing it. And they're like, oh, what are you going to do today? You're looking at it.
But then you have the people that suck at doing nothing, and then you're screwed.
If you're listening to this, don't be one of those people.
And my mom's one of those people.
Just don't. Oh, sorry, Mary, but just relax. Just sit there and be like, we don't have to do anything. That's the glory of this.
Yeah.
All right. What's your last one?
Mine is wherever you're at, checking out the historical sites there.
Ooh. Or let's any, see. Like, That's a real do a whole lot of thingers dream.
Yeah.
Like, oh, let's vacation in Gettysburg so we can
get cultured while you're on.
Yeah. Let's go out like, oh, that, I mean, that's good. That's like a trip though. That's not like a vacation. You know, that's a trip.
That's the same thing.
I guess. You're right.
Different kinds of vacations.
There's true. There's a lot of different kinds of vacations. I'm not discriminating.
R&R vacation.
R&R, little rest up, rest for the weary.
Their spring break vacation.
Ooh, those are the tough ones to recover. Those are the vacations you need a vacation from.
Come back and take an extra day off. Take an extra day of vacation for your vacation.
Yeah.
No, I used to love like going to the NASA Space Center. We ever go to Florida, we'd take a detour and swing by Cape Canaveral. So, yeah, I don't know. Big fan of checking out the historical sites and seeing what wherever you're at has to offer.
I like it. I like it a lot. What you miss? Did we miss any? I actually didn't have any other ones written down because you stole them all. Well, historical sites wasn't on mine because you can just read about them in a book.
if you're in a spot that's conducive for it, going on hikes.
That's good too. That's a good yeah. That's like relaxing. You know, there's always you always end up going like on some sort of exercise on vacation. I feel like.
Yeah.
Like, oh, let's go for a bike ride. Let's do this. And like, I guess exercising is relaxing, but it's also like I'm supposed to relax, right? That's what vacation's for.
In the moment, it's not so relaxing. Yeah. But like, feel relaxed afterwards.
Yeah.
And real then, easy to relax after.
And then you just go drink. Oh man. Speaking of beers, this is off topic completely. You see that Busch Light's now coming out with the Busch Latte can?
Oh, yeah.
Big fan. I'm a
big proponent.
Big fan.
I mean, we all call it that anyway.
We all called it that. They should have just rebranded the moment the one white guy at a frat party said, yo, I'm looking for a latte.
It's so like, because it's such a bad beer.
It's a fantastic, I don't know what you're talking about. Shut up.
On the scale of like a craft beer type thing, it's just so like plain basic.
It's amazing.
No, don't get me wrong. I enjoy my Busch Latte.
It's just like you can just drink so many of them that you don't have to worry about how you.
It's my go-to day drinking beer.
Oh, it's everyone's go-to day drinking beer.
It's every Iowan's day.
Yeah, drinking. Busch Light sponsor us. We'll just maybe send us like a couple cases of beer and we'll
test it out. See how it goes. Yeah. And we'll report back.
So any Anheuser-Busch people listening to this, let us know. All right, well, we got a good interview coming up for you guys here, and we'll get right to it, and we'll get going. That is a new song recorded by Joe Wacker to introduce our friendly update. So we have a good friend of Charlie and me's, Sam Bach, D1, good old dental school guy, coming at us trying to keep our teeth clean. Sam, happy belated birthday, by the way. Nice of you to finally be a quarter century.
Oh yeah, it's great. Thanks, man. Much appreciated.
Well, welcome to Charlie and me. We're going to have a blast, and we're happy to have you on.
Sweet, yeah, thanks, guys. What a freaking honor.
We got Robbie on before you, so don't feel too bad.
Today?
No. He was on the show once, though.
He's on, like, a couple months ago.
Oh. Yeah. Okay, great. That makes you feel better.
So if you've listened to at all before, we have the first question we ask anyone is, what was your favorite Charlie and Me moment?
Well, I liked the first episode.
It doesn't have to be about the podcast, but I appreciate the first episode is probably the worst one we've ever recorded.
Yep, the Austin one.
Austin and Rich.
Oh, just in general though. Shucks. Probably I'm not his fave. I mean, it's definitely up there and off its top, but that first weekend I ever knew you guys.
Everyone's saying that one. It seems to be a pretty popular one.
What was it?
The first weekend?
Yep.
We should get Ben Hacker.
The one where... You just kept, you know, Grant kept reiterating how much he loved Ben Rasher. It was great. It was a great time.
Unfortunately, Ben Rasher just got married, so...
I know, dude. Rest in peace.
Rest in peace.
Rasher!
Yeah.
June 10th.
That was a good time. I definitely had a big old cereal bowl in front of me for a while. Doesn't get much better than that.
That's good stuff.
Great stuff. Yeah, that's fun. There's a lot of people that start when we ask that question that don't listen to the podcast at all. And they just, that one episode I listened to. Just try to pretend like they listen to it, and they're like, no, it doesn't have to be about the podcast.
Yeah. I mean, I would love to tune in. You know, I gotta squeeze it in.
Yeah, you just can't find 30 minutes here and there. I totally get it.
You do you do have a busy life, and kind of going off that, have you started your school, dental school yet, or is it upcoming still?
Yeah, I started last week.
Ooh.
D1.
D1, baby.
How'd syllabus week go?
Well, we had, like, actual class, like, I don't know, Oh, it was actually fine.
So you didn't like you didn't get hammered and skip class?
That's what, no, that's what I do at big unfortunately. D1, you're D1, but I mean, some of my classmates might have, they, you know, seen a lot of it, but it's pretty serious right away. Hoo-ha!
Wow, good for you. Congrats on being smart enough to go back to school.
Or dumb
enough. Or dumb enough. Yeah, we're not really sure.
A little bit involved, I think.
Probably.
But, kind of a question off dental school. Did you hear any horror stories about people when they went to dental school?
A lot of people just were like, you know, for the first 2 years, like, you're, you know, not really going to be able to, you know, talk to anyone. Like, if you have a significant other, just, you know, tell them you'll see them in, like, 2 years. You're going to be, like, up all night at school. Like, it's fine. You might want to bring a change of clothes to keep in your locker if you're there all night kind of thing. But, like, otherwise nothing, you know, really super traumatic or anything.
Nice. I do remember you asking my uncle for advice, and he gave you some good advice, I feel like. Or maybe not so good advice.
He did. I remember, he told me, you really can't be in it for the money, because for like 10 years you're going to be paying back loans. It's got to be about helping the people, and that actually super resonated with me. I don't remember your uncle's name, but shout out to him. That was great advice.
Yeah, because when I asked him about dental school, he just told me flat out, don't do it. Just don't do it.
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
So you're
honest man.
You're all about just helping people with bad gums now.
Bad gums, baby. Bring them to me. That's what I want.
I can't wait for you to be that guy that's measuring with, I don't know, whenever I go get my gums measured and they're just poking the whole time, and the whole time, I just want to say, fuck you. If you're the one doing it, I'll actually be able to say that, so.
Yeah, dude. I mean, I'm going to have a thing in your mouth. You're not going to be able to say it very well. It's okay. I'll pretend I didn't hear you.
What?
I have to do that a lot. Yeah, I'm here. Check this out. What'd you say?
Enunciate, please, god damn it.
Yeah. I also find it kind of funny, you're going to be a doctor of whatever the dental thing is. You'll be the doctor, but looking back on the things that you ate and probably still do eat and how you eat them, it's amazing that you have any health conscious bone in your body.
That's so true. I downed a cob of corn at the fair, and just like straight up everywhere sticking out of me to my teeth right now. It's disgusting.
Yeah.
You know me.
Right away. Well, good thing it's not a Skype interview.
Yeah. No, thank God. I wouldn't have done it, man. Only over the phone.
I just remember just anytime I'd go over and visit you guys at 94, all I would see was you making either mac and cheese or chicken nuggets, sometimes both.
Chicken nuggets.
Sometimes both.
Dude, they're staples, man. You got to get your calcium or your protein, you know? Just one or the other.
Yeah, those are really good sources of calcium and protein. I love it.
Or your cereal without the milk.
Yes, dry, always.
Dry
cereal. With a glass of milk, though, on the side.
A glass of milk on the side. I'll have my cereal and milk on the side, please.
Yes, sir.
I love it.
You, Sam,
that's the way you do it.
Do you remember our tradition of going to Target my freshman year to go grocery shopping?
Zebra cakes.
Zebra cakes.
Oh, that's hysterical.
We were at the checkout line, like, looking at each other like, yeah, zebra cakes.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah, that's the best. Yeah, you got a point, Grant. You got a point.
Oh, crown jewel on top, though. The Saturday hungover. The crown jewel. The Saturday hungover Cleveland walk.
Oh.
Staple.
And we were talking about this. I don't know if you were ever with us when we did this, but when we had Taylor Voigt with us, and he was a freshman, and we went to Cleveland Walk, and we all tried to convince him that this was a place that we dine and dash at.
Yeah. Yeah. He was like so concerned, like. He was not comfortable though. He's freaking out. He's like, "No, you know, we're not doing that."
And he was like, "Guys, I'll pay for everyone." And it's just one of those places where where you take up your receipt and pay it at the counter, so it looks like we're all starting to walk out. And he's like, "No, guys, like I'll pay for everyone. Like, don't worry about it."
I was like, "Okay, let's say the word. we'll just pull. And then tie their shoes, and, like, he started bending down to, like, tie his shoes.
That was a good kid, man.
Yeah, that was great. Those are good memories. So,
yeah.
Switching topics a little bit here.
All right.
The Lynx, are they in the playoffs?
Yeah, you're rubbing it in.
So, oh, they're not?
They're not in the playoffs?
Well, they were like the seventh seed. They played an elimination game and they lost.
Oh, man. I just thought they were a shoe-in. I thought it was over.
Yeah, right? No, yeah, Minnesota. Nothing.
Well, I saw WNBA come across on TiVo when I was going through today. Obviously, I TiVo all the WNBA playoff games, just in case I want to watch them. But,
yeah, okay.
And I just thought about you right away. I was thinking, God, I know Sam's probably watching that. And then I realized now that you definitely weren't because they're not playing. So, sorry to rub salt in.
Yeah, thank you for bringing that up. Much appreciated.
All right. That's a tough one. I feel bad. Well, I got another one that's going to feel good. I guess you recently moved in with a lady.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Congratulations. That sounds cool. How does
That sounds cool.
So how does she put up with you, your uncontrollable stinky farts, and you always having your hand in your pants?
Okay. Well, the first part, she's fired right back. It's like a two-way war going on here, man. It's disgusting. It's just, you don't want to be here.
Don't let him watch Netflix.
Yeah, no, for real. Yeah, keep all that away. Hand in the pants?
Is she fired back with that one, too?
No, she definitely does not. She's not usually super appreciative. She keeps her distance afterwards. It's like a little bubble forms.
Yeah, just
but you know, she doesn't say much. It's okay.
That's good.
That's good. Yeah, like, yep. Those are like your staples. Like those two things, like make up Sam Bach.
Yeah,
so.
It's like
that's right.
If I picture Sam Bach, I picture you in athletic shorts, some T-shirt,
a running T-shirt
that just says like Nike or like right, just do it or something on the front, and then
run and fun,
and then basically and picture you with just the pot of mac and cheese just eating. and the other hand's holding the mac and cheese, and the other one's in your pants.
Yeah.
That is
not much has changed. Let me tell you.
If I could paint a picture of you, that would be it.
Don't change.
That's beautiful. That's a legacy I'm proud of.
That you should be. That's a good one.
We like to end every question segment of the interview with a staple. If you were to get a tattoo, what would you get and where would you put it?
I've been thinking about that one for like years because I kind of want a tattoo just because I think they're cool, but I can't think of anything like, everyone gets a tattoo and it's like, it looks cool or it like means something cool or whatever. I'm just not creative enough for it, but I get something on my ass cheek for sure.
Ass cheek? I hear that's liberating. Yeah. Someone told me that was a pretty liberating move.
I can only imagine, like, that's gotta be crazy, but it's like, the only things I'm, like, passionate about are, like, ooh. I mean, I kind of hesitate to even say running.
Dude, I got a really good one for you once you're done.
You what? You got a suggestion?
I got a great one. You should get the tooth fairy on your ass.
Oh my god! Just holding a little wand, maybe right above the crack.
I think that would be fantastic. I don't know why you haven't done that already.
I can't even... I'm so disappointed in myself. I didn't even come up with that at all. Nothing close.
That could be great.
That's beautiful. I might have to get some sketches going here.
Yeah, we'll wait when those sketches come through. Just let us know. We'll approve them. We'll sign off.
Yeah. All right. I'll send you some pics.
Nice.
Perfect. All right. We're going to move on to a trivia segment where you're going to compete against Grant in some trivia.
Good luck.
Oh, heck yeah. Oh, let's go, Freddy.
The format's going to be, I'm going to give Grant a question. He's going to try to get it right. If he gets it wrong, Sam, you can steal it and get a point for it.
All right.
And then I'll give you a question. If you get it wrong, Grant can steal it. And then we'll go to a third round where you each get your own separate question. And then we'll have a winner.
Hopefully.
Okay.
Hopefully.
Right. Yeah, I wonder who it's going to be.
Last time he gave questions, and I don't think we got any of them right.
There was
maybe one right answer, and it was about the colors of the rainbow or something that I didn't even know.
Oh, bring it on, Josh.
All right, first question, Grant. The Pyrenees mountain range separates which two European countries?
You said it. You asked if I liked geography. You didn't ask if I liked European geography.
Oh, yeah.
Pyrenees, I'm gonna go, it's gotta be Eastern Europe, hopefully. No? Alright. Well, I'm screwed. It's probably like France and Spain.
That's it, that's right.
Really?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
Jeez, are you kidding?
Oh, that's awesome. That's great.
Did you say Eastern?
I started Eastern, and I was like, I don't know.
Oh, okay, you switched, okay.
I'm going to switch and just go France and Spain.
Okay, well, I was going to say Italy and France. I'm glad that
didn't come to me. That'd be the Swiss Alps.
Fun fact, I know that answer because of the Tour de France.
Hey, well, congrats, man.
Okay, Sam, your question.
Mm-hmm.
Uppercase H, lowercase G. Is the chemical symbol for which element on the periodic table?
Mercury.
That is mercury.
God, give him a softball, why don't you? He's a freaking scientist.
Yeah, really? Well, wow.
I tried going into each of your guys' categories, so I asked if you were good at geography.
Yeah, I didn't realize it was European, but good thing I'm a good guesser. All right.
All right, now you get your own question. There's no stealing on this
No
one.
Stealing. This is going to be steamy.
Okay.
Sam, you're going first.
Okay.
Sam, what is the smallest country in the world?
Shit.
Vatican City? Is that a
country? That's correct.
I knew that was going to be it, too. Okay, damn. Yeah. Wow, what's up with the European?
I may have over.
Yeah, really.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm all focused.
So now the pressure's on me. If I get this wrong, it's just over. And
If you get this wrong, it's over. If you get it right, we'll go to a sudden death.
Sudden death? Okay.
First one to buzz
sudden
in.
Death?
First one to buzz in. You have to buzz. All right.
Okay.
I got to get this right.
Don't show, Grant.
I got to get this right.
Which singer's real name is Stefani Joanne Angelina Germana?
It's Gwen Stefani?
No. It's Lady Gaga.
Oh, fudge. Why would I know that?
Stefani?
So Stefani is her first name?
Yeah.
Oh.
Joanne.
I'm pretty sure it's Stephanie, Chuck. It's Stephanie.
It's Stephanie.
Oh, yeah, Stephanie.
I'm gonna leave it. I'll take the loss, but I'm putting an asterisk by it.
I'll give that's
suspect. That's definitely suspect.
That was Reader's Error. I'll give you a question. That was Reader's Error. That was poor.
All right.
Okay. Where is the Sea of Tranquility located?
Whoa. What?
Your face right now.
Yeah, what?
This is payback for all those spelling bees you made me do.
So how specific do I have to be on this answer?
It's pretty obvious if you know it or not. So,
Sea of Tranquility. I was just gonna say like underneath the River of Sadness or something, but I really don't know.
Is that like a store? What is that?
I don't know. Sea of Tranquility. I don't know. The Middle East.
It's a real place.
The Middle East.
Wrong. It's on the moon.
What the fuck?
Oh. Oh.
There's no water on the moon.
Sam wins.
Oh, that sucks.
Grant, you're 0-2.
0-2. All right, I'll take that. I'll take that. Asterisk. That's tough.
That's that was tough. Difficult, man.
Sam,
I feel for you.
Congrats on the win.
Yeah. Thanks, man. I know it's going to win.
Put it on the resume.
Put it on the resume.
That's right.
All right, well, Sam, it was great having you on. Thanks for joining the show.
Oh, yeah, thank you, guys. What an honor again. It was a real treat.
Thanks, Sam.
Bye, Sam. All right, that was fun with Sam Bach, D1. Crazy guy.
We can tell stories all day with him.
Oh, I know. We're going to go over on this podcast because of it. It'd be great. But anyway, we have a nice little quick update, round out the podcast here. It should be fun. We're growing up.
we're gonna give you a little update on like our adult status.
Our
like,
adult status. How close we are to being true adults. Like we're not getting married. We're not quite there yet.
Baby steps, Grant. Baby steps.
No babies. I don't even like the word.
infant steps.
Worse. Do less. Small steps.
do less.
So pretty much. I mean, for some reason, I've wanted a dog recently. I just feels like a big. It's because I don't want a kid, but I'd love a dog.
That's a lot of responsibility.
I know. But I just don't want to let it out for it to go to the bathroom and stuff. I couldn't do that.
So yeah.
So the chances of me getting a dog.
Get a cat.
Nope.
For me, I'm in the phase where, you know, I currently have the bed with no headboard, no footboard, and just push in the corner.
Nice.
I think I might be ready to get a headboard and footboard and pull away and get some bedside tables.
Yeah, that's one thing I feel like I've really been missing in my life, a bedside table. I saw something on, I was on Instagram. You know, Instagram is like selling you stuff these days. And yeah. It was one of those things that just tucks between your two. It's like a little shelf that you just tuck between your two, like your box spring and your mattress.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's smart.
So I don't think you have to quite adult yet. You could just, you know, like just get that and then you don't have to get the bedside table. But probably the headboard might be a good call.
I think it's time for a headboard.
Yeah.
I think it's time for a headboard.
Multi-purpose, you know.
The only thing is, like, I know I'm going to move soon, kind of, and like, that's just one extra thing.
Then you got to move, yeah, you got to move the headboard. Yeah, that's tough.
But
I think about that all the time. It's like, do I want to keep accumulating things, or do I just want to live out of the back of my car?
Do I want to make it easier for when I move, because I know, like, I'm not done moving around? Because moving sucks.
Oh, don't even start.
Yeah, all right, let's wrap this sucker up.
Let's get some quotes in there.
Quotes. Lay it on us.
All right. Charlie, you don't have to live forever. You just have to live.
I like that one a lot.
It didn't even tell me who said it, but if you said this, just tweet us. Just add us.
Just, yeah. I'm sure you're listening.
You're not dead.
That's a good one. I like that one. Just
you
live.
Don't have to live forever. You just have to live. Just live.
I'm going to go with one a little lighter. When I get sad, I stop being sad and be awesome.
Holy cow, I was literally going to use that same one from Barney.
Barney Stinson, from Now I Met Your Mother.
That's so, I looked at that and I was like, I like that one. And then, wow.
Yeah.
All right, that's enough of mind messing me up for the day, so.
So, signing off.
Deuces.